Today's Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Vav Omud Beis, and we begin at the bottom of Tzadi Vav Omud Aleph with Simin Samach Beis, talking here about somebody who was not careful of the reading of Kriya Shema to either say the words properly or to hear the words, as we'll see, as there is a mitzvah to hear the words as well as to say them properly. So the Mechaber starts in Sif Aleph. Afa pishe mitzvah ladakdek biyosio seha, even though there is this mitzvah that we spent the entire Simin Samach Aleph talking about, saying that one has to be so careful in the saying of the Kriya Shema, nevertheless, kira velo dikdek behen yotso, if a person did in fact read the Shema without being medakdek, without being careful in the pronunciation, bottom line is, he is yotze b'diyevet. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Aleph writes, below dikdek, he wasn't careful. Eino inyan shelo hizkir hatevos vosios. We're not talking about where he didn't say some of the words or mispronounced some of the letters. Vaday lo yotze. In that situation, he wouldn't be yotze. What are we talking about when we're saying he wasn't careful? It means aval inyan lo dikdek. It means when he's not careful, hu shelo nosan revach ben hadvekim. He didn't leave the appropriate pauses and spaces that we had discussed. Al levavecha. Not to have the two lamed sound like it's only one lamed, etc. He didn't leave appropriate pauses between some of the letters. So that's a lechatchila you should, but b'di'evid you'd be yotze even if you didn't. Or alternatively, oshlo hitiz hazayin shel tizkiru uvechadome. He didn't pronounce the word tizkiru perfectly. He said tizkiru, which could sound like a sin and could be misunderstood in its meaning. But the bottom line is he did say tizkiru. And this was discussed already in Simin Samach Aleph. He brings down the name of the Bach, the Yeraba, the Chinuch, and Rashi, and others as well. In Dishu footnote number 1, he explains why you are Yotze if you didn't have the proper spaces in between the words, like for Al Levavecha. So the Igros Moshe brings down, why are you Yotze in this situation? You did leave out the letter Lamed. You only said it one time by saying Al Levavecha very quickly, so it's only like this one Lamed. So he explains, Shekivin Shanoshim Regilim Ladabar B'kach, since many people are talking like this in their normal conversations, and they don't pronounce the words clearly, so this is considered like language, and it's considered like Harimut Likros Kriya Shema B'chol Loshon, as we'll learn in an upcoming sif today, that you are allowed to read the Kriya Shema technically in any language. So when you read Alev Avecha as one lamed, that's like another language, and b'di'evid you're a yotze. Since Gam Loshon Sheishtabesh Nikro Loshon Kmo Kinui Nedarim, because even if you are speaking like a pig Latin or some other language and you made a mistake, so therefore it's considered like a euphemism for the word that you were saying, and it is acceptable b'di'evid. Alternatively, he brings another teretz that we are essentially presuming that he didn't say it so fast that he actually only said one lamed. It just sounded like one lamed. If, in fact, he really only said one lamed, then he would not, in fact, be yotze. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you are yotze, mikol mokom yizor mod l'chatchila b'zeh. One should still be extremely careful not to do this, although b'di'evid you are yotze. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara of Isa B'shas. It says, I'm a dakdek behen. If somebody's careful with his pronunciation of the Shema, his reward will be that they will cool off the fires of Gehenim for him. Shehu mida keneged mida, and this is appropriate. This is following the great Torah principle of mida keneged mida. The way that you act will be the way that you're treated. Shemayacha shehu ma'orer atzmo bazeh, since he went out of his way and troubled himself and forced himself. And he changed his internal heat, so to say, to be careful to say the osios properly. Bischarzeh as a reward. Mida keneged mida hachom hativi shehu ma'orer mitzanin lo kenegdo chom acher. So this internal heat that he, so to say, created will allow a appropriate cooling off eventually of the heat of Gehenim, Shuba Gehenim. And he brings this down in the name of the Beis Yosef, a very beautiful idea. The Mechaber continues in Sif Beis and writes, Yochol Likrosa B'chol Loshon. One is permitted to go and read the Shema in any language, including foreign languages. However, V'yizara B'divrei Shibush B'sho Osa Loshon. One should be careful not to mispronounce words in that foreign language. V'yidakdik Bo Kimo B'loshon Kodesh. And just like we spent in a Simen talking about how careful one should be in the saying of Shema, so too over here, even in a foreign language, if you're pronouncing the words in English, you should be very careful how you pronounce them. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel writes, V'dafa shemavin ba'osu aloshon. The only time you can use a foreign language is if you understand that foreign language. If you understand French, you could say the Shema in French. But if you don't understand French, just because you can read it from a piece of paper in alliterated letters, that doesn't allow you to be yotze in French if you don't understand it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'huadin betvila, this is the same halach of Shemona Esrei, u'birchas ha-mazon for benching, u'bikiddush for the Shabbos kiddush, u'birchas ha-mitzos, anytime you make a bracha on mitzos or on peiros, v'halel, All of these have the same halacha, that you can say them technically in a foreign language, but you must understand the foreign language that you're saying them in. The Cholze Mitzad Din. The Mishnah Berurah then says, this is the Etzem Din. This is the absolute, pure halacha. However, Avol LeMitzvah Min HaMuvchar, the practice, the optimal way to actually say all of these things, Dafka B'Loshon HaKodesh, is to specifically state them in Hebrew, even if you don't understand Hebrew when you understand English. Ken Kosav HaBach B'Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel. And this is, in fact, based upon the Bach's opinion later on in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Gimel. And he brings down, look as well, of Ayin B'Sifri Achronim, Dibi Amenu. Nowadays, especially, we shouldn't rely upon reading it in a foreign language. Af Mitzad HaDin, even following the basic din, which technically allows it. Why? Ish Lizor Shalolik Rosa B'Loshon Aruch, we shouldn't read it in a foreign language, Ki in B'Loshon HaKodesh, except for Hebrew. Why? Ki Ishkama V'Kamatevo Sha'anu Ein Anu Yodim Ech La'atikam Heitev. Because there are many words that we don't understand exactly what they mean. For example, Kigom Tevas V'Shinan Tom Livonecha. It says, you shall do V'Shinan. Nantum, Yesh bo kama biurim. It has several meanings. Echad loshon limud, one means to teach them. The echad loshon chidud, one means to sharpen them. So which one does it mean here? If you just say vishinantum, you can imply both. But if you translate it into English and say you shall teach them, then you're missing out on the meaning of you shall sharpen them, and vice versa. That when we say chidud, it means that you should sharpen the word so that they should be quick to be able to respond. Shem yosholcha odum dover. Altigam game v'domalo. If somebody asks you a question, you should be knowledgeable enough that you can answer them on the spot. And there are many similar types of misunderstandings or multiple definitions that a word might have that if you translated it into English, you'd be missing out. L'chein kama v'kama tevo sheba kriya shema. There are many words in the kriya shema, sheino liyodim heite beyuro l'aloshon acher, that have meanings that we're not 100% certain about. For example, kigon tevas es. The word S doesn't have any literal translation. V'tevas l'totofos. We don't know what totofos actually are. They mean the phylacteries, they mean the boxes of the tefillin. But this is a word that's very hard to translate, as the Gemara itself says, l'chadoma, and many other such words. So therefore, avo kishanu kor mishma b'loshon HaKodesh, when we read Shema in Hebrew, and likewise, the tefillah, the Shmoneh Esrei, b'yachas hamazon, benching, kiddush, ushar brachos, the kiddush, and all the other brachos, afilu eino mevin haloshon yotze, even though you don't understand the word of the Hebrew, you're still a yotze, at least b'di'evit. Certainly, one should try to understand the words, but b'di'evit, you're a yotze if you read it in Hebrew and don't understand it, which is preferred than reading it in English and understanding it, but you're reading it in English. Why? This is Einam Watsui, because he says it's impossible. Sheben Yisrael lo yeda beir aposuk rishon shebe kriya shema shakavana bo likuva. Because even if you don't understand the rest of the Shema, everybody knows the first paragraph, the first words of Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, which we said are liyakuva, that you have to know what they mean, and therefore it won't be a problem. Everybody does know those meanings, as we've already talked about. We'll discuss again in Simo Samach Gimel Sif Dalet. Bottom line is, everybody does need to know what the first words of Shema, the Pasuk Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso mean. And if you don't know that, then you are in fact not Yotze. But for the rest of the Shema and for all the other things that we talked about, reciting them in Hebrew, even if you don't understand it, is b'di'evit acceptable. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Tzorich la'ashmiya li'ozno ma'shemotzi b'fiv. Person has to make sure that he hears what comes out of his mouth. So when he's reciting the Shema, he has to say it loud enough that he can hear it. If you did not hear what you said, b'di'evit, you are yotze. However, ubavad sheyotzi bisfasa, but you had to pronounce it. Just scanning the page is not yotze. L'chatchila, therefore, you should actually hear what you're saying. B'di'evit, as long as you pronounced it, even though you didn't hear it, you are yotze. But if you just scanned it with your eyes, you're not yotze. That's what the Mechaber tells us. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes that this is a din midrabbanan based upon the Bach. However, he brings down the Raivit, Das Raivit, which is brought down, Huvo b'chidushi ha-Rashba, brought down in the Rashba, is the Hub midaraisa l'chachila, that this is not a din d'rabbanan, this is a din d'araisa, that you have to hear what you're saying. In Sivkot and Hei, the Mishnah Berurah adds, and he says, you have to hear l'ashmiel y'ozno. This is talking about b'kriyashma, and as well, the huadim b'birchosel. This is true for the brachos of kriyashma as well, as we'll learn in Simon Reishvav. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ubavad, as long as you pronounce the words, Avolam Hira Beliba Lo Yotze, if you just scanned it, if you just thought the words in your mind, you're not Yotze, because we paskin, the Kaimalon, Hira Lav Kidibur Dami, thinking is not the status of saying. And the Bir Halacha has an entire Arichas, a whole big discussion on this, Ayin Shom. Dirshu footnote number 4 points out that the saying of the words out loud is also true for Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, which even though you're supposed to say that Bilachash, you're supposed to say that quietly, the Kaf HaChaim brings down, you still have to say it loud enough that you can hear it. So don't say it as loud as the rest of the Kriya Shema, but say it loud enough that you can hear it. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, when you do say the words and you pronounce them with your mouth, afin ein kol yotze mipiv, is even if no voice actually comes out, so they bring down the name of Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, Shenechshav Ledibur Mamash. This is still considered, as long as you mouth the words, even though no sound came out, you actually are called pronouncing the words, that's called Hotzi Bisfosov, and is Bidiyevit okay. And this is also the opinion of Ruchaim Vital in the Sefer Eitz Hadas Tov, where he writes, Shekosa, that when you pronounce the words, you make the formulation with your mouth, and even if hevel only comes out of your mouth, the low kol mamish, if only so to say breath comes out of your mouth, just the movement of your lips, and no actual sound, that is acceptable. But if you didn't move the mouth, then it's called hearer, and that's not good. Siv Dalad, the Mechaber writes, imachmas choli, the person is sick, or onus, or some extenuating circumstance, acher other, kara kriyashma belibo yotza, and as a result of his sickness or these extenuating circumstances, he's unable to say the kriyashma, but he thinks the kriyashma, kara belibo, then he is yotze bidi'evet. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin explains that that doesn't mean that he's really yotze bidi'evet. Hayotza, lo legamri kamer, doesn't really mean that he's yotze, it just means that that's the best that he can do. Because as we've already pointed out, kaimalon hiro lavki dibur dami, we've already paskin that thinking it is not called saying it, and therefore you're not really yotze. Elo rotza lomar, so when he says here that the Mechaber says you're yotze, what does he mean? Thou koponim bishor she'enu yochol adaber, when you have no choice and you're not able to speak for whatever the reason, the sickness or these extenuating circumstances, at least the next best thing is you hire a Kriya Shema Belibo, then say in your heart the Kriya Shema, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu yikava lo schar avur zeh, and God will give you credit, so to say, for it. However, avol b'yetzem eino yotze b'zeh, but you're really not yotze. And as a result, alkein kishi yistalek onus, if the extenuating circumstance goes away, your temporary sickness goes away, if the time is still for that Kriya Shema hasn't passed, then mechuyev lachzur l'krotza, then you have to read it, so to say, again, because the first time you didn't really read it, you just said it in your heart. And this is, in fact, Haskamas Rov Achronim, and he says, look in the Bir Halacha, where this is discussed again in more detail, and he brings down an entire list of poskim who hold like this. In the issue footnote number 8, he brings down the interesting case where a physician has told the patient that he can't speak anything that will ruin his vocal cords, he has some sort of problem that he's not allowed to speak at all, sometimes maybe they just had surgery on the vocal cords, whatever the situation may be, and the physician tells him you can't speak a single word, imkein yaved eskolu, if you do, you will lose your voice forever. So then Rosh Hashanah Zalman Paskin, Sheyahara Belibu was called a Tfilu Kriya Shema. In that situation, the person should follow the physician's advice and he should just think the Kriya Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei. Kivin Sheino Tzorich La'aved Eskolo Liolum Kedei Lekai Mitzvahs Kriya Shema Tfilu, because you're not mechuyev to give up your voice to permanently lose the ability to speak in order to be Yotzi the Mitzvah Kriya Shema and Tfilu. And he adds, Shem Gam Yishma Kriya Shema Miacher, if you can not only think it, but he actually listen to somebody else saying it, that would even be better. The Rama adds over here, and he says, Hagah, va'af l'chadchila yasekein. One should do this l'chadchila under extenuating circumstances. You should think the Kriya Shema. And in Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Ches, he brings down in the name of the Taz, Mizeh Yesh Lomo. From here we can learn, Bibisha Btzomi Balayl, if somebody is very thirsty in the middle of the night and he's in his bed, Bimitaso, Shev Shalo Litol Yodu Lavaruch, and for whatever the reason he can't get up out of his bed and go and wash his hands, and now he wants to take a drink. Now, by definition, his hands are dirty because he's been sleeping. They're Yedayim Askanios hand, they moved about and touch places that are unclean, so he should wash his hands before making a bracha. In this situation where he can't wash his hands, Yahara HaBracha Belibo V'Yishtet, Taz points out that you can think the bracha and take the glass of water and drink it. However, in the Mati Yehuda, he disagrees with this, and he writes, Dari Efshel Olam Ovelito Yoda, what are you telling me? This is extenuating circumstances. Get up out of bed and go wash your hands. Dein Domel Cholol Onus, this isn't like somebody who's sick, who's under extenuating circumstances and can't take a drink. Dein Donen Efshel Mishi Efshel. We don't learn out something that's impossible for something that's possible, albeit difficult. And even if there is no water for both drinking and washing his hands, or it's too cold for him to get up out of bed, nevertheless, there are other alternatives. He could go wipe his hands on the wall or on any other item that, quote, cleans his hands, And this is in fact good for anybody under circumstances where you can't wash your hands, and you can wipe them on some hard material and be yotze, as we learned already previously in Siman Dalet. As we pointed out over there, and Dirshu footnote number 11 brings this down, you only really have to wash your hands, kedil havris ruach ruah, only there do you really need mayim to get rid of those evil spirits that are hanging on your hands, but not if they're just dirty. Technically, you can wipe them on anything that will cleanse the hands. The Ramah continues and he writes, "In hu b'makom she'enu naki legamri, if you're in a place that's totally unclean, ve'en yecholun lakoso mishum ones, and you're unable to clean it up, and this is an accident, there's no fault of your own, yahara b'libo. In this situation, also think the Shema. O b'vad, however, he does suggest, shlo ye'amakom metunof legamri, it shouldn't be that the place is so dirty, the also lahara b'divri tor b'makom metinofes, that it's so dirty that you're not even allowed to think Torah in that situation because of the surrounding unclean area, and therefore in this situation you wouldn't be have a choice at all. You're not even allowed to think Torah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tes explains, if it's so dirty, lo yaharer nusach kriyashma or bracha, you're not even allowed to think then the kriyashma or the bracha that you're saying. Rachi yachshu believe, you should just think in your heart. I'm obligated to make a bracha. And I'm not able to do so because of the circumstances. And you should be upset about this that you can't say the bracha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will understand. Hashem will see his heart. And Hashem will understand, so to say, and give him credit as if he said the bracha, even though he's in a place where he's not allowed to say the bracha. And furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's clear to me, if somebody drinks in a bathhouse where you're not allowed to make a bracha, people are undressed over there, and you're not allowed to make a bracha in that area, and he drinks over there, so that's not called extenuating circumstances, and such a person who drinks there without making a bracha is inappropriately acting. You're not allowed to even think the bracha over there. And he's not such an extenuating circumstance. Just wait a minute and go outside and make the bracha outside, or make the bracha before you go inside and have in mind that it will continue for anything that you drink inside. And he says, look further in Siman Pei Dalet, Masha Echtel Shom B'Sheh Pri Megod Minyan Zeh, and Dirshu footnote number 16 brings down, he writes over there, Shemitza Rosh Lishtos, Yivarach Beis Achitzon, O Becheder, Habalon, Bishosh, Ein Shom, Bnei Odom, Arumim. If somebody does want to drink in the bathhouse, either make the bracha beforehand, or make it at a time when nobody is standing there naked, in a place that is appropriate to make a bracha under those circumstances, or go into the mikvah or the bath water and cover yourself up to your neck when you're technically not to make a bracha there as well, or any other such similar eitzah that will satisfy this requirement without having to go and drink without making a bracha or even thinking a bracha. In the issue footnote number 17, he brings down if somebody is stuck in a hospital or some situation where there's excrement around him or urine around him and he's not able to make a bracha, so then the Shevet Alevi says, Rav Ozner Zatzal writes, Nechshav kemokom onus gomer. That's considered extenuating circumstances, and we don't make the guy not eat or drink while he's in the hospital, unless it's for a very, very short period of time. If somebody's just going for a very short period of time, so then if he can control himself, he certainly should. Finally, Siv Hey, we conclude Simon Samach Beis. The Mechaber writes, Sorech Shliach Tzibur Lashmiya Kolo B'Shma Yisrael. The Chazan has to say Shma Yisrael out loud. Why? Kidei Sheyishmu HaKol V'Yamlichu Shem Shemayim B'Yachad. So everybody should know that that's where he's up to, and everybody should go and say the Shema along with the Chazan, and that will be a big Kiddush Hashem, that everybody is Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu at the same time. In the Bir Halacha, he brings down, that we'll learn later on in Simon Samach Hey, that even if you're not davening with the Tzibur, at that point in time, you should say the Shema along with them, because if they're accepting Ol Malchus Shemayim, it's inappropriate for somebody to be standing there and not accepting Ol Malchus Shemayim upon himself. And this concludes Simon Samach Beis.